Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's only LGBTQ+ adult homeless shelter.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. A new homeless shelter opened in Youngstown earlier this month, and it holds a certain distinction. Full Spectrum's Rainbow House of the Mahoning Valley is the only one in the state to provide emergency housing specifically for adults in the LGBTQIA+ community. Nikki Crawford is the housing operations manager for the new shelter. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Congratulations on the grand opening. Can you describe what the Rainbow House is like? Like, take us on an imaginary grand tour.
So when you come to the Rainbow House, it's almost like visiting a friend versus going to an institution. It is a redone house with two bedrooms that have four beds each. It includes a living room with streaming services, a food pantry, a kitchen, a shower, laundry and dryer services. It's the same vibe as visiting a friend. You go, you have fun, you feel safe. But if you break some rules, the mom might show up and, you know, still, you know, ask you to quiet down for the night.
Oh, I love that. Well, let's talk logistics a little bit. How long can someone stay here? And has the space been used a lot since it opened 2 weeks ago?
Yes. So as of right now, we've had about 15 intakes in the weeks that we've taken place. So a lot of need in the first couple weeks. We are right now an emergency overnight shelter that you can stay for a single night only. And then from there, we're able to assist in making sure people have resources when we leave.
Yeah. Well, homelessness is something that people of all gender identities and sexualities can experience. Why have a shelter specifically dedicated to the LGBTQ community?
Absolutely. So I have been trans outwardly for about 5 years now, and life changed a lot when I changed that one little switch of an identity. I was welcomed into less places. I was not given the same resources I had been given the previous 21 years of my life. We're not able to go to many other homeless shelters because either it's a policy that we're not allowed, or many faith-based institutions do not align with our values, and so we're just not able to fit in those spaces. With current administrative changes, some places are either restricted or outright banned funding for serving our community. So we made this not as a special resource, but to accommodate for a gap we're seeing in our community.
Yeah. There are 10 cities in Ohio with bigger populations than Youngstown. So, you know, I'm a little surprised that you guys have the state's only homeless shelter for LGBTQ adults. How did you become the first to take this step?
Yeah, so we were unfortunately not the first in that regard. We are the only because we started a new model to make this happen, but there were initiatives and there were LGBTQ housing resources like Canopy in Akron, Ohio, that lost funding because of the current administration. The efforts have been out there, but when relying on our federal government, unfortunately, it has failed our community. And so we're entire volunteer ran and donation driven, and this was done intentionally. We had to create something brand new and try a new way to launch something like this in the midst of those obstacles. But we don't want to be the only for a long time. We want to inspire other cities to create something using this model.
That was Nikki Crawford, the housing operations manager for Ohio's only LGBTQ+ adult homeless shelter. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.